This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In this message entitled, What's God's Plan for Me?, Pastor Scott suggests 5 steps to discerning God's plan in your life. This message was delivered on June 25th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, New Hope. You guys awake? Good morning, New Hope. Hey, took twice, yeah? Sometimes like that, yeah? We listen only the second time after we get our ear pulled. Yeah, a few weeks ago, I was talking about getting fed by doing the will of God. And sometimes, you know, well, what is it? You know, of course, God's will for each and every one of us is that we get saved. We receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and then we become learners, lifelong learners, or disciples of Christ. But so many times we have so many more questions. I mean, you ever ask, like, why am I here on earth? I mean, I ask that question many times, and it's like, why am I here? And I know I'm not here just to take up space and take up all the air and the resources and, you know, just take and not give anything. I'm not here just to do that. Sometimes, well, I guess in one point in my life, I just did take. I mean, if you ever been there, I was selfish. I took, and I did not give back. And then I finally learned why I have no friends. So why am I here? What am I to do? You know, sometimes we get questions, should I get married? To who? What, should I go back to school? Too late. No, just kidding. Maybe you can. That's just for me. I don't know about school. I did go back to the second grade to teach junior achievement. That was pretty scary. Should I buy a home? Should I rent a home? Should I retire? I always thought about that. Should we retire? And then, can you retire from ministry? And God said, no. All right. You heard that, Pastor Aaron. No. I mean, should I become a pastor? Oh, that's one spooky question, yeah? If God tell you yes, your hair going to turn white. Yeah. Should I quit my job? Should I go find a new job? Man, that was a tough decision. You know when I had to quit my job? That was really, really spooky. Should I change church? Sometimes you got to ask God, am I where I'm supposed to be? You ever feel like that? Am I supposed to be here? Or am I supposed to be there? Sometimes you think, like, am I in the right place? Where do I go next? What do I do? I said yes to Jesus. I got baptized. What am I going to do now? Do I just come and sit here every week and just get comfortable and make sure that Sunday morning nobody's sitting in my seat? Right? How many of you sit in the same seat every week? Yeah, when we're going to move the chairs around next week and I'm going to speak from the back over there. I'm going to catch all the guys in the back, in the outside. Yeah, that's why we get the TV. Good thing they move my face on that TV. But sometimes it's like, what is God's plan for me? You know, other than getting saved and being disciple. Well, Jeremiah writes, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. And so before we go any further, let me clear up a couple of things. Okay? God's plan are always good. His plans are always good. It may not seem like it, and it may hurt, but God's plans are always good. And God's plans are always designed to bring us good. Sometimes, man, we go through the most terrible of circumstances. We go through the most painful of situations. And we suffer, we hurt, and it was like, how can this be good? How many of you came to church because of pain? Yeah, just a few honest people. That's okay. Man, if it wasn't for pain and affliction, I wouldn't be here. I'd be out there far from God. But the pain and the affliction, which didn't seem good to me, didn't seem awful, horrible, miserable, suffering. How many of you think of suffering good is good? No, it's not. It's terrible. And I didn't see it as good. But when I look back, if there was no pain and there was no suffering, then there wouldn't be no New Hope East Hawaii because I would not be here. But the pain that devil caused me, that God maybe allowed that to happen, turned me. See, I was headed straight down very, very, very fast. And that pain and suffering made me, it's like a roadblock and made me turn. You know, when you're driving and you've been drinking and you see the red flares, oh, you turn fast. Yeah? Right? Now I don't need to worry. I smile and I wave and I say, thank you for keeping our road safe. But that was it. The pain, the suffering, you know, made me turn. Sometimes we don't think that God's plans are always good and are always designed to bring us good. We may think of it as harm and painful. But if you look closely, we can see the end result, or if you can see far enough ahead. Sometimes when people suffer, and I think, wow, I think, you know, God is trying to get their attention. How do you handle the things that come away? How do you handle the decisions, the pain that we face in life? How do you know if I'm making the right decisions that will be good for me? And this morning, I got like super simple steps that we can take. I mean, really, really simple. So simple that, I mean, we should all be able to get this. All right? It's not like complicated. You're not going to be, when I speak, you're not going to be looking like this and watching it go over your head. Like, what was that he was talking about? You ever been there? This morning, they was up here talking C minor, D, and I was looking at John, and I was like watching all those words fly over my head. Like, what in the world are they talking about? All these musical notes, whew, C minor, D minor, F sharp, whatever they, it's like, what is that? Just strum, and the music's going to come out. Doesn't work like that. Okay, so here's the first one. Ask. Just ask. Man, ask God. He can handle any of your questions. All you got to do is ask. Ask. James 1:5. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Oh, I think that was my number one request of my life. God, give me wisdom. God, I need wisdom. God, please help me because I don't know enough to run a church. I need your help. You know, sometimes we have this thing called pride. How many of you have pride? How many of you say, you need help? I get them. Yeah, pride, why? You know, like ask for help. Pride, the Bible says pride comes before the fall. Pride tells us I don't like ask because I stay shame. So I'm not going to ask. How many of you men refuse to ask for directions? I refuse. I worked in a grocery store and I worked in a hardware store. I will never ask for directions in any of those two stores where something is at because I know where it's at. And even if it's not there, then it's in the wrong place. They put it in the wrong place. They set it up the wrong way. And my wife said, why don't you go ask the guy over there? No. I have pride. I have issues. I will not ask where certain things is in the store because of pride. I have to, God is working on me. I mean, I might be bleeding to death and I will not ask for help. Sometimes it hurts the pride when I gotta ask. Maybe we may not ask for food because we're too proud. You know children, you love children. They're no shame. Uncle, I like one candy. Uncle, I like $5. They're no shame. They're honest. They want it. They ask for it. I think I could learn a lesson from children. So if you have a question for God, ask. How many of you know how to ask for things? Some of us, we don't like asking. That's the pride thing we got to deal with. And the pride thing, that's the whole nother sermon. Maybe I can ask Pastor Jaywin or Pastor Aaron to speak on pride, because they're really humble. They're really humble guys. And for me, I have to work on that area. Matthew 7:7, one of my favorite scriptures. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Jesus tells us to keep asking. Ask. Just keep asking. Sometimes we ask, God, give me another job. Because I want Sundays off so I can go to church. And we don't get that job, we stop asking. I always wanted, you know, when I started, was able to work, I always wanted a job that would give me Saturdays, Sundays off. And when I finally got that job, God asked me to come work here where I work on Sundays and most Saturdays. And it's like, what? And then before this, I was at another job, and I would ask God, give me another job so I can go to church on Sundays. And you know how long it took God to answer that prayer? It took him like 2 years. I think he was waiting for me because I was a little bit slow. But we cannot just ask once and give up. We got to ask and keep asking. And even if it seems like, man, I asked for this. Like, this is my 101st time I asked for this. Just keep asking. Amen? Never give up. Number two, be faithful right where you are. Matthew 25:21. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Sometimes, maybe we don't want to be faithful so that we don't get more stuff to do. Right? You ever been one of those faithful, the best worker in the company, and you're so good that the boss always gives you more to do, and the slackers, they just cruise. They get nothing else to do but slack. And then over here, you're working, and it's not like you have enough to do, so they give you more work. But the other cruisers, they don't get nothing else more to do. And you're thinking like, how come? Because you were faithful with what you got. They gave you more. And not only with responsibilities and jobs, but if you're faithful with the possessions you got, I mean, God can give you more. You got to be faithful right where you're at. I mean, Jesus is coming back. We all know that he's coming back, right? You all know he's coming back, right? And just because he's coming back doesn't mean we slack off and like, you know what? I'm going to just rack up my credit card bill, spend all the money, and man, I hope he comes back before this bill comes. No, we need to be diligently working, going out into the field, saving people, you know, loving people. That's our job. Just because he's coming back doesn't mean we cruise, we take it easy, we do nothing. We got to be faithful right here, New Hope East Hawaii. Be faithful in your attendance, in your serving, your tithe, your job. Be faithful in your job. Go to work early. Do the very best you can. No matter what your boss is like, your boss could be the biggest beep in the world. But you do your very best. Be faithful right there in your home. Be faithful in your home to your spouse, to your children. Wherever you are, be faithful. Because when you can be faithful right where you at with what you have, then God can give you more. More of that abundance. More pay, more possessions, more responsibilities. But if you're not faithful with what you have, then how can God trust you with more? I mean, if you're not taking care of your family, your responsibilities, how can God give you more? Be faithful right where you're at. Number three, listen. How many of you have issues with listening? Every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of life, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. God wants to give you good things. He really does. And many of you parents ever said to your children, hey, let's go do this. Let's go to the movies. And they just, no, listen. Okay, you guys not listening. We're not going. It's your fault. How many of you ever did that to your children? Oh, we're going to eat shaved ice. Yeah, no, you guys not listening. Okay, we're going home. Ooh, yeah, we did. You did that. I did that. And we all suffer, right? Because I wanted to go watch the movies. I wanted to eat shaved ice. But because they don't listen, sorry, we're not going. Because you guys blew it. You blew it. You don't listen. We're going home. We all suffer. God wants to give you good things. But sometimes we don't listen. The other week, when I was on the mainland, and God just put me in the right place at the right time, I was putting gas in the car, in my rented car, and this lady across was just waiting at the pump. She had no money. She had no gas. So I put in some money for her. I gave her a hug, and I said, God bless you. And she said, God bless you. Who do you think was more blessed, me or her? I think I was more blessed, because the Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. You just listen, and God puts you in the right place, the right time to do the right thing. And if we listen, and if we do what God says, I tell you what, we would be very, very blessed. Amen? Listen to what God says. That's why it's so important to open up the Word, the Bible. By the way, I did get more Bibles in. If anybody is interested, it's in my office. I can bring them next week. Those really nice, easy-to-understand Bibles, I got another case in. They actually sent me another case by mistake, and I had to call them up and said, you sent me an extra case. I had to be honest. Sometimes it's hard, you know, to do the right thing. Do the right thing, not doing things right, because you can do the wrong thing very correctly, right? You can speed down the road very correctly, but you got to learn to do the right things. I think it was a test from God. Listen, read the Word. I mean, just as a student listens to instructions, we should be listening for God's command. Okay. Then the next one, wait. How many of you like to wait? Nobody likes to wait. You ever, go fishing and you have to wait? Wait, it's like sometimes the hardest part about going fishing is the drive down to the spot. I think that's why when we go fishing, going to the fishing spot, we are going down that bumpy road, the four-wheel drive road at like 20 miles an hour and leaving a dust trail, coming home 10 miles an hour because we plow and we just like cruise, go home. But wait, Isaiah 40:31, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. I love to run and not get tired. I mean, I run to first base and I get tired. And if I hit the ball far and I got to run to second base, it's a chore. Wait. When you ever look at this, how many of you go out to eat? Okay, all you men, you better take your wives out at least once a week. Yeah? You know, next time you go out to eat and you go to a restaurant, watch the waiters. Do you think they're just like, wait. They wait for your order. They wait for you ready. They're constantly moving. They're doing things. They're going from table to table, checking up. They don't wait and do nothing. Waiting doesn't mean you sit still and twiddle your thumbs. Or how many of you, when you're waiting, bust out your iPhone or your iPad, boom, playing games and checking your Facebook posts or your Instagram? And I know, I see all your Instagram posts, so I know who, when they're waiting, they're doing that. So when you go to a restaurant, the waiters, they don't wait, even though they're called waiters. They're constantly moving and doing things. Waiting doesn't mean we do nothing. When I go traveling, I think that's when I read the most. Because you wait at the airport. On the plane, you're waiting to land, right? So I get to read. Over here, if you put me in my office, I won't read because I have so many things to do. If you put me at home, I am going to watch ESPN. I'm sorry. But if I go to the doctor's office, there's no TV, and there's only junk magazines, so I bring a book to read. And some of you may say, I ain't carrying a book around with me wherever I go. Well, I know you could have a book or something downloaded to your smartphones or your iPad. I mean, when I need to wait, I do something productive. I don't just sit and do nothing, because, I mean, how many of you, time is valuable, yeah? Really. How many of you wish, sometimes I wish there was just one extra day during the week just so I could do nothing. But if God did give me an eighth day of the week, I guarantee you I'd find something to do. I mean, time is so valuable, and it's too valuable to sit and do nothing. So, you know, whatever it is, wherever you are, if you are waiting for God's instruction for your next step in life, don't just sit there and do nothing. Do something. You know, we have sometimes 40 children over here who need mentoring. Man, you could wait and teach them something. We have food to be made, to be served. We have bulletins to be folded. We have so many things that you could do here while you're waiting for God's instructions for your life. I mean, if you're waiting, read the Bible. We have 66 books in there that want to speak to you. And if you're waiting, read it, because you might find what you're waiting for in the Bible. In fact, I guarantee you find what you're waiting for in that Bible. You know, when we go fishing, you throw your line in the water. You don't just stand next to your pole and wait. You got fish, bite, bite. Come on, bite. Now, in the name of Jesus, bite now. Now, right now. Oh, no. Only work for James. But when our line's in the water, I'm making another line, or I'm making my line for the night, or I'm making food, or I go to sleep, because in my sleep, I am resting, getting ready for the night, because the fish we go for bites at night. So we're constantly doing something. We can do many, many things as we wait for instructions from the Lord. Amen? The last one. Oh, this is a hard one. Obey. Whew, that's a tough one, you know. 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel said, has the Lord much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? So he'd rather us be obedient than bring sacrifices. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed the fat of the rams. So God wants, most of all, he wants your obedience. He wants you to say, yes, Lord, send me. I will go. And then when he says, God, you're going to Africa? Oh, maybe not. But that's the hardest part to be. You know, when I was at the big church, I had my own office, air conditioning, supplies, endless supplies, as much as I needed. I had my own stapler, my own scissors. Yes, it was comfortable. It was guaranteed a paycheck. And then when they tell you leave, what? There's no guarantee. If you guys didn't give, then I didn't get a paycheck. Sorry, but you guys were faithful. Obey. Sometimes it's the hardest thing. Well, look at Moses. When God told him, go back to Egypt and free your people. Oh, he made every excuse. Oh, Lord, I cannot speak well. Well, I made the same excuses. I almost flunked speech when he told Jonah, go. Jonah went the opposite direction. I mean, when he spoke to Gideon, Gideon just said, Lord, do this. And if you do this, then I will go. And then Lord did that. Then he said, do this then I will go. He just tried to test the Lord in every way. So if you are finding that you, maybe God gave you something to do, and you're in that stage of like, yes, sir, no, I'm not too sure, then hey, you're in good company. You're in company with Moses and Jonah and all those guys who kind of wavered at the beginning, and eventually they did obey the Lord. And that's the hardest thing. When we get an answer, we may not get the answer that we want. But if God gives you something to do, and if he answered your prayers and said, go do this, I recommend obeying and doing it. Because when you do, man, the blessings will be great. I'm not saying it's going to be easy to obey God, because oftentimes it's difficult. But the blessings will be there, and it'll be good. I want to leave you with these last two points. Number one, there is a God. And number two, you are not him. So you can tell your neighbor that there is a God. And number two, you are not him. So God has a plan for us, each and every one of us. And he wants us to understand his plan. You know, when Jesus left this earth, he left us in charge. We are the body of Christ. We get to do and complete the mission that he started. Amen? You can put away your notes. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. We're going to pray. Because, man, if you never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is his first and foremost will for your life. So with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I want you to pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there, no shame. God bless you over there. Anybody else? God bless you over there. Anybody else? Hold on, no shame. Anybody out in the back, Heidi? Okay. You may put your hands down. Lord, you've seen the hands. And they have obeyed what you have asked him to this morning. They have said yes to you. And your word says that you prepare a place for them. And so, Lord, now the next step, Lord. Maybe they want to be baptized. But, Lord, help us to help them get into your word, to learn about you, to grow in the faith, to trust you more and more each and every day. Lord, use us as a body to help strengthen them and encourage them. We thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Hey, one more announcement I forgot to let you guys know. July 8th, Saturday, softball starts. Ooh, you guys ready? Swing away. Right? You guys not excited? Nobody's excited about softball. I mean, I fractured my eye socket for this softball team, right? Racing? I landed face first on the ground with this eyeball. Man, it's so exciting. Competition. But we have fun. You guys don't have to play like me. I'm sloppy. I'm not athletic. I'm just go out there and have fun. But I have a schedule if you need, but we have so much athletes in here, or wannabes like me. So we have two teams. So I'm taking one team, and J-Wing guys are taking another. So we're going to have an awesome summer, because right after softball, volleyball, we just finished basketball. Man, we're just using this as a tool to reach our friends. Amen? All right. So you ready? We're going to go down. We're going to clean up. We're going to head down to Coconut Island. We get there, hopefully 11 o'clock. We can baptize people before it gets really, really crowded. And we're going to proclaim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior to the whole world and to the devil himself. I am property of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to do that right after service. I hope to see you down there. We're going to go down in the water, leave that old life down there, come up brand new. That's why Hilo Bay is so dirty, because plenty of people get baptized there, and all the Opala stay there. We come up brand new, all clean. All right? So let's stand and let's sing another song.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.